So anytime I see a story about sleep deprivation,
oh,
I figure, well, that just fits the morning team show.
Yes, it does. Yes. It wakes everybody up.
And for a lot of people who get up in the morning, you know, there's always that question about, are you getting enough sleep or not? This is a study that was published in the Annals of Behavioral Medicine. It was conducted by the University of Southern Florida. Sleep loss, it says here, catches up with us very quickly. Researchers say all it takes is 3 consecutive nights of sleep loss to experience a great deterioration in both mental and physical well-being. In fact, a single night of inadequate sleep starts the process immediately. Ooh, one single night. By the way, it says here, 3 consecutive nights of sleep loss. So my question, of course, is what's considered 3 consecutive nights of sleep loss?
Yeah.
Well, it says here it's defined as any evening in which an individual slept less than the universally recommended 6 to 8 hours per night. If that's the case, we are perpetually...
Yes. We are disturbed, Charlie.
In a sleep loss. There's no question. There's no question. Now, what I found interesting, though, is this study information's out. It says here that around the 72-hour mark, because it talks about, again, 3 consecutive nights of sleep loss, you're experiencing that mental and physical well-being. However, here it says by the 72-hour mark, most participants who were in the study, and the study encompassed about 2,000 adults, by the way, it says here the participants' bodies appeared to get used to and actually adapt to a certain degree of sleep deprivation. Mm-hmm. Which would last for a few days until about the 6th day, which where that's really where, according to the participants, they said that their physical well-being and mental capacities were at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you feel something immediately, if mm-hmm. I'm reading this right, for the first couple of days, forget it. But then that adaptation kind of kicks in for a couple mm-hmm. of days anyway. Then after that, all
goes
bets
the other
are
way.
Off. All
the
bets
biorhythms are
off.
Are way off.
Again, the study encompassed about 2,000, it says here, educated middle-aged adults, and roughly 42% of that group dealt with at least one night of sleep loss, which usually meant, again, less than the 6 hours that are recommended. And it says here that participants with their difficulties that they started to experience included feelings including of loneliness, feelings of anger, nervousness, frustration, irritability. They had respiratory issues, stomach problems, general aches and pains, and had problems physically speaking. Well,
wow.
I have that even when I get 8 hours. Yeah, and as they say here, well, isn't this the case? A professor that was involved in this study, Professor Lee, says, poor sleep, like so many other bad habits, tends to have a cumulative and habit-forming effect. The more often one sleeps poorly, the more accustomed their body becomes to getting by on minimal sleep, the more they think they can do so. So the suggestion is not to fall into the poor sleep habit in the first place. Well, good luck on that. Sometimes, you know, it just doesn't seem to be something that you can escape. And again, for early risers, which we would be, and a lot of people who are up at this particular time of the morning, hopefully, though, when it comes to the physical and mental situations that you're dealing with, they could be temporary if you just find yourself getting a night's sleep at some point.
Or take a vacation every now and then, eh? Where you have several days in a row where you actually sleep a full night.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem with that is,
yeah,
I find if I get myself into a pattern of some decent night's sleep, mm-hmm. then trying to get back into the pattern where I'm functioning with not a decent night's sleep.
Very difficult, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the body just rebels and says, you know, I'm just feeling overall lethargic. What are you doing? Why are you resting so much, my body is saying to me.
That's usually the second day. The first day, I'm fine. It's that second day when I'm usually more tired. Like Tuesdays, for instance. I don't know why. Mondays, I'm fine. Yeah, but Tuesdays, always a little bit slower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm shot by Saturday. I can make it all week, but by Saturday, wow.
Well, you know, again, using what they said was a 6 day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taking a work week, if you will, into consideration. So, you know, maybe mm-hmm. it's a little tough to start, but you get into that rhythm, and then but by the end of the week, it's like, oh, forget it.
Right. That's why I'm a big believer that businesses should just allow for afternoon siestas. I think those are much needed, and everybody can regroup and be ready to go.
I will admittedly say that there are times when I'll close my eyes and I'll get that 15 to 20 minute little nap. And,
oh, yeah.
It can be very refreshing.
That's right.
At least to get you onto the rest of your day anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it during the morning team show. Listeners don't even realize it. So.
Until you hit your head on the microphones.
that
when you hear that sound, you know Charlie dozed off.
You are right. That hurt me.
You know what? I was trying to do it for effect, and that was pretty painful. These microphones.
Yeah, you hit it pretty hard.
I could have just tapped it with my hand here, but no, I actually did. I headbutted that thing,
you did.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You did.
It's not sleep deprivation I got going now. I think I just knocked myself out.
This is what you go through for the listeners.
For the listeners. You're exactly right. You know, we wouldn't ask you to do anything that I wouldn't be willing to do myself.